Tether teams with Ledin to let XAUT holders borrow against gold. Tether is partnering with crypto lender Ledin to let holders of its gold token XAUT borrow against their tokenized gold rather than sell it. The plan was shared by CoinMarketCap on June 29, 2026, citing Tether's tie-up with Ledin. It gives Tether Gold a borrowing use case for the first time at scale, pulling the asset closer to the collateralized lending market that Bitcoin and Ether holders already use. The mechanic is familiar to anyone who has taken a crypto-backed loan. Instead of converting an asset to cash and triggering a taxable sale, the holder pledges it as collateral and draws liquidity against it. Here the collateral is XAUT, where each token represents 1 troy ounce of physical gold held by Tether. Ledin, which built its book lending against Bitcoin, becomes the venue that accepts that gold token and advances funds. Gold gets a credit line. Tether Gold has mostly been a hold-and-forget asset. You buy XAUT to get exposure to gold on-chain, and it sits in a wallet. The Ledin arrangement changes that by letting the token do a second job. A holder can keep the gold exposure, keep any upside if the metal rises, and still pull spendable funds from underneath it. That borrow-against-it logic is the same reason long-term crypto holders reach for credit lines instead of selling. We have written before about how long-term Bitcoin holders now sit on a record share of supply, and a big part of that behavior is the wish to avoid selling a position you still believe in. Gold buyers tend to think the same way. A loan against XAUT lets them treat the metal as a balance sheet asset rather than something to liquidate when cash is needed. The move also extends Tether past its stablecoin core. The company's USDT recently grew large enough that its market cap overtook Ethereum's. And gold-backed lending is one more product line built on top of that reserve and token machinery. XAUT is not a dollar stablecoin. It tracks gold, not the dollar. So a loan against it carries the price behavior of the metal rather than a fixed peg. Collateral that can be called the structure comes with the usual collateralized loan risk. Gold is less volatile than most crypto, but it still moves. If the gold price falls far enough, a borrower can face a margin call or partial liquidation of the pledged XAUT, the same way a Bitcoin-backed loan unwinds when BTC drops. Borrowers who treat the credit line as free money rather than a leveraged position are the ones who get caught when the collateral value slips. There is also counterparty exposure. In a custodial lending setup, the borrower hands the collateral to the lender for the life of the loan. That means trusting Ledin to hold the XAUT, manage the loan book, and return the collateral on repayment. The history of crypto lending from the 2022 failures onward is a reminder that a lender's solvency is part of the trade. This is the same counterparty question that runs through custodial cards and exchange balances, and it is the reason some users prefer to spend from their own wallet rather than park assets with a third party. None of that is unique to this deal. It is the standard shape of secured lending. The point for readers is that a gold-backed loan is not risk-free just because the underlying is gold. Reading the timing. The announcement lands in a soft market. As of June 29, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $59,976, down about 0.1% on the day and roughly 6.6% over the week, while Ether sits around 1,578. The Fear and Greed Index reads 16, or extreme fear. In that mood, products that let holders raise cash without selling tend to get more interest, because nobody wants to dump an asset into a falling market. Gold tracking tokens can look like a calmer place to sit during a crypto drawdown, and adding a borrowing rail makes that position more useful. Whether XAUT lending draws real volume will depend on the rates Ledin offers and how the loan-to-value terms compare with borrowing against Bitcoin or stablecoins. Those details were not in the initial announcement,